Good day, this is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast 410 for Thursday, May 28th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was slightly lower on Thursday, following the weakness seen in Chicago soybean futures. Canola values were anywhere from $1 to $2.50 lower, the July contract down $2.30 at $466.60 per ton. The large global oil seed supply situation put further downward pressure on values. Canola futures were also undermined by technical-based selling as the July contract ran into resistance at the $470 per ton level earlier in the day. Though continued quiet farmer selling in Western Canada was supportive, as was good speculative buying interest and strength in Chicago soy oil. Traders are also still concerned about dry conditions harming recently planted canola crops, with some regions of Alberta not seeing any precipitation since their last snowfall. While there are some light rains in the forecast for Western Canada this week, the heaviest amounts are expected to hit southern Manitoba, which is the least in need of rain within Western Canada. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were untraded and unchanged. U.S. grain and oilseed markets were trading on both sides of the plus-minus line. Soybean futures in Chicago were steady to 5 cents lower, July down 1 cent at $9.26 a bushel. The large global oilseed supply situation continued to overhang values. Generally good weather for the U.S. soybean crop so far this spring was also bearish. Though worries about another strike in Argentina slowing soybean movement was supportive, as was steady demand signs for the U.S. soybean crop. Wheat values in Chicago were steady to 3 cents higher, the July contract half a cent softer at $4.87¼ a bushel. Some traders were covering short positions after the market hit fresh 2 weeks lows on Wednesday. Further support came from worries about dry conditions harming wheat production in Western Canada as well as Russia. Though signs that the U.S. winter wheat crop is in better shape than expected weighed on prices, as did a strong U.S. dollar and large global supplies. Corn values were stronger in Chicago, also lifted by short covering following recent sharp declines. Values for corn were 1 to 4 cents higher, July up 3¾ cents at $3.53¼ a bushel. Signs that demand from the domestic ethanol industry is increasing added to the bullish tone. However, good conditions for the U.S. corn crop helped to limit the advances. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, May 28th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.